It's National Travel and Tourism Week, and we are visiting with the folks that work hard to bring in visitors to our region and boost our economies of northern Minnesota. Joining us from the KBXE studios this morning, we have joining us folks from Visit Bemidji and Park Rapids Chamber and Tourism. Good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Hello, good morning. Thank you so much for having us. This is Susan from Visit Bemidji.
And this is Aaron Cox from the Park Rapids Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome. So Susan, let's start with you. What is special about Bemidji when it comes to new folks coming to our region?
Well, Bemidji's distinctive DNA is the fact that we are the first city on the Mississippi and the home of Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox. So those are two major calling cards to drive tourism into our community, whether that's from a national or an international basis. And I know recently I've been working quite extensively with Explore Minnesota Tourism in development of different fam tours from international bases, and it's just been so incredibly fun to welcome people to our community, whether they're from France or Germany or China. And it is just the impact of tourism in our region of Bemidji generates 98 million in an annual basis, and also results in 2,000 local hospitality jobs annually.
Wow. So we had heard from Megan from Visit Grand Rapids about some of the events or big things that come to town that bring in a lot of people as well. Grand Rapids just had a big lacrosse tournament that brought in a lot of people. Are there things like that that happen throughout the summertime, Susan, in the Bemidji area?
Yes, absolutely. But I want to take a quick minute to kind of do a flashback.
Okay.
Week before last, we had the huge Brad Paisley concert at the Sanford Center here locally, and it was a big sellout and resulted in 5,000 fans Whoa. Being in our community. So that was the biggest concert that has ever taken place in our community,
Wow.
and it's just got everybody here really psyched out.
Yeah.
But coming around the corner, I did want to share with all of the listeners this morning, we have our fourth annual Loop the Lake Bike Festival that is going to be taking place on Saturday, June 16th. And it's actually just an annual bike ride to celebrate that Bemidji is a bicycle-friendly community. It's an opportunity to bike around our beautiful Lake Bemidji, which is a 17-mile easy paved trail. And along the way, you're going to enjoy good company, music, and activities at numerous rest stops along the way. And I want to point out that this event is really for all skill levels. It's not a race. It's basically just a festive event for one and all.
That's right. We're getting very excited for that Loop the Lake as well. KXE bringing in some bands. There'll be live music outside and very cool stuff going on. But Aaron, I need to give you time to brag about the Park Rapids area. What makes it special?
The great thing about the Park Rapids area is because, well, it's actually pretty big. That's why you always say Lakes area. It goes over to, well, it starts at about Itasca Park, goes over to, we even have some Walker, down over to Monaga. There, it's a big area with a lot to do, especially if you're feeling outdoorsy with, you know, all the pristine waters and the trails. There's something for everybody.
And in Park Rapids, one of the things that I appreciate about Park Rapids is it's one of the only cities you can park in the middle of the street.
That is one of our claims to fame, yes.
That's right. And so fishing is a major part of what is happening in that area?
Yes, of course. We have over 70 lakes in the area, so you could pick whichever one you're feeling lucky with. And lots of resorts. You could just stay and fish. And it's, you know, it's a great place for just about everything.
What are some of the summer, are there events, are there things that are big in Park Rapids we should know about?
Well, the next couple things, we have the Minnesota Bike Opener. That's at Heartland Park, May 19th. And that's just kind of a laid back, just stop in. We have some giveaways. That's at 9 to 11 in the morning at Heartland Park on the 19th. And then, of course, we have the big 4th of July parade, which I'm sure everybody does. And then in August, Legends and Logging. That's a whole four-day event. Starts with Water Wars and it ends with a concert at Sleeping Fawn Resort. And in between, just about everything you could want to do at a summer festival. That's Legends and Logging Days, 9th to the 12th.
All right. Sounds great.
And Susan, one of the things that I appreciate about Bemidji is the Anishinaabe heritage. And I think, we have the myth of Paul and Babe, but I think there's an emerging awareness in Bemidji, which I really appreciate, around the Anishinaabe people.
Well, thank you very much for noting that and bringing it up in conversation. We really are very proud of the fact that we have a strong culture. There are actually three different Native American reservations in our community. And so, yes, it's a strong, vibrant part of our community. There are, I would say, probably well over 50% of our merchants here locally as retailers that have the Ojibwe language to welcome people as they enter into the doors. But I also wanted to quickly get another plug in, and I know that we're kind of running out of time, so forgive me for this. Bemidji is having its Best Minnesota Town Party that is going to be taking place on June 27th from 5 to 9 down at the Paul Bunyan Park, which is where the famous Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox statues are. And everybody who loves Bemidji is invited. It's going to be a huge town celebration to acknowledge the fact that we were named Minnesota Monthly's Best Minnesota Town for 2017. And it's going to be tremendously full of fun with live music on Mississippi Music's waterfront stage, different exhibitors and food vendors, photo ops, and a ton of different family activities, whether you're on or off the water. And also, we have arranged to have the Explore Minnesota Tourism hashtag only in MN monument, which is gigantic, 40 feet long by 4.5 feet high, high, that illuminates at night. And that has proudly been sponsored by Enbridge. And we're just really thrilled to have that viral social media campaign in our community for a strong 3 weeks. It'll be here from June 25th through July 13th. And we just want to welcome everyone in the area to come to Bemidji for tons of fun.
We will have links to all of the regions we've been talking to today as we continue on our road trip for National Tourism and Travel Week. That's Aaron from Park Rapids Chamber and Tourism, as well as Susan from Visit Bemidji. You can find the conversations at our website as well later today, kexc.org. Susan, Aaron, we hope to talk to you later in the summer.